Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I went yesterday morning and met an old high school friend for coffee who I hadn't seen in 25 years. Not something I usually do, but he was in town from Chicago.
The weirdest thing I've ever heard you do.
For me, yeah, it is kind of unusual. But
why would you wait till 9 a.m. to tell us that? That should have been right out of the chute.
Really pretty uneventful. We met, had a nice catch-up over an hour of having coffee, met his wife. They were in town, went to high school. It was one of my academic team cohorts from back in the day at Torrey Pines High School, James, and he had moved out of town and hadn't really kept up with him, but he was coming back in town, and we got together for coffee.
Let me guess, he reached out to you.
So we did a Zoom kind of reunion a few weeks ago, just with all the people, and then he said, I'm going to be in town. I said, all right, let's go. We do coffee.
I'm gonna be in town. The five worst words that you can hear from any other fellow human being that maybe you've known at some point. Hey, I'm going to be in town. It's fantastic. You're coming here on vacation. I'm not on vacation.
Right? He was here on vacation.
Yeah, of course he was. This is a great place to vacation.
Of course.
Where'd you guys go?
I went to Bird Rock Roasters.
Delicious.
The one there in Del Mar by the Torrey Pines State Reserve.
What'd you have?
I had a double cappuccino.
Double?
Wow. Yeah. Boy, that place was cooking on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
There was a line of about 15 deep the entire time we were there. A lot of people enjoying a Sunday morning with a beautiful view and a really good cup of coffee.
Is this Plugola? Did you get a free cup of coffee?
I did not.
Why you're mentioning them?
They
now?
Were a sponsor. Of them. They were. They have been a sponsor of Ben & Woods in the past.
Is that the new Plugola alarm?
Well, I got rid of it because...
I missed the old... Because we were freaking people out because it sounds like a real
and
siren.
And I was like, right. Somebody was like, I
literally thought I was getting
myself.
Yeah,
I thought I was getting pulled over. Like, you know what? That is a very fair complaint, and it's a little irresponsible.
KG makes a good point. I'd like to watch Ben's entire Zoom reunion more than anything in the world. Why couldn't we have run tape on?
I don't think it was recorded, but
could you get it for us?
I don't think anyone recorded.
So what did you do on this thing? How's everybody doing?
Yeah, you know, just kind of relive the past glory days, as it were.
Were there a lot of glory days?
We won two national championships. Yeah, there were glory days. I got championship rings from my high school academic team exploits.
What do they do on the academic? Like, you go and
it's like Jeopardy.
Trivia?
It's but ringing buzzers and answering questions.
I think
it's like team Jeopardy.
I think I would have been pretty good at that.
You probably would have been decent.
Yeah, I like
a lot of anticipation because you don't have to wait for the question. Like, figure out what the question is before he finishes asking it.
Oh, they
you
do
buzz
that.
In and anticipate.
I do that on Take on Wood sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good anticipation is key to success. And but it's also because it's high school, it's a lot of academic type subjects. So you got on your history,
geography.
Your science, your math, your geography. It's not just general trivia. So not a lot of sports, unfortunately. That would have been good for me.
That would have been really good for you.
But we were really good. We won two national titles, one in Houston, one in Orlando, my senior year. Won some scholarship money, which was cool.
Did you have a hard time beating the women away from your door when you were at your hotel?
No.
Okay.
No, they didn't seem that interested. Got on the front page of the UT when we won our national championship. There's a picture of me, as 17-year-old me, on the front page of the UT. I do have it somewhere,
I need to see that. All of these things, Paulie, that he doesn't think are interesting.
Plano High School from Plano, Texas in the championship game.
Took it to them.
Yeah, we did.
You guys.
Pretty impressive. So
I'm glad you had a nice catch up.
Yeah, there were no academic bowl groupies, J to the J-O. They just did not exist.
Just weren't there.
All right, Paul, you got some round of report headlines for us?
I sure do.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. So yeah, Benny, bring those clips in, maybe for a throwback Thursday.
Yes.
This is, we don't have a throwback Monday, but if we did, this is where we would do it. So 4 years ago today, you guys
remember?
I think we were in the midst of maybe Slam Diego. Had to have been right around now.
Yeah.
I know it was like mid to late August, but yeah, baseball had resumed. We were... I don't know, about a month in, not even a month into the 60-game asterisk season. And, well, this happened. Now, we had the clip that we put together of you listing off all of the Nick Castellanos moments that went viral on TikTok and Instagram.
Still getting comments. I got comments over the weekend on it. Still.
Yeah. Pretty wild. Crazy. But this is kind of where it all started. And here is 4 years ago today, Tom Brenneman on the mic making a bit of an apology after a very horrible error that he made earlier in his broadcast.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck, for the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight.
So hardcore.
Pretty much the fastest damage control anyone's ever tried to attempt.
Right
before.
Back at it, man.
Like the fact that he was still on the air, getting the air to finish out that game.
Yeah, and he had a hot mic earlier during a commercial break.
Yeah.
And said a very horrible thing.
Yes.
I caught him.
And it was a long time. Only now is he starting to kind of come back and have some opportunities
again. Yeah, what's he doing? Is he doing college football?
He was doing a couple of different things I saw this year. So
didn't really move the needle for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Four years has gone by like that.
Really? Yeah. 100%.
I had one kid then.
One.
What?
Now you have
two.
Two.
It's crazy.
You doubled your children.
I did.
All right, so there's still a little bit of a fallout from the Olympics, some headlines that have caught my eye, and now the sights have turned to 2028, of course, in Los Angeles. But I saw this story that Daryl Doucette had some quotes. He is the quarterback for USA flag football, and I kind of see his point. I at least see where he's coming from, but I wanted to get your guys' thoughts. He said, I think it's disrespectful that they being the NFL players, the NFL superstars, just automatically assume that they're able to join the Olympic team because of the person that they are. They didn't help grow this game to get to the Olympics. Give the guys who helped this game get to where it's at their respect. He's saying the guys that have been playing exclusively flag football, it's finally in the Olympics now in 2028. Give those guys their chance to go for a gold medal. Don't bring in Jalen Hurts and throwing routes to, you know, Tyreek Hill or something like that.
But that's what everyone wants to see. I had no offense.
That's what I want to see.
To Daryl Doucette. I'm sure he's a really, really good flag football quarterback. But if pros are eligible to play, I think they can figure out the flag game fairly well.
Like there are some nuances, sure. But you're telling me Tyreek Hill can't take a week to learn how to properly guard his flag as
he's
just blowing by these guys down the sidelines?
Yeah, some team from Croatia or something has got to go against the NFL stars. I mean, again, no disrespect to these guys. They they have built this. But again, if pros are eligible to play.
Now, that's the only part where it could get tricky.
And they want to play. Then why would that be any different than any other sport? Like basketball? Like baseball? And we don't know what's going to happen with baseball.
Basketball had a 3-on-3 Olympics event. And I think it was a FIBA thing. Like, they made it very hard, almost nearly impossible for NBA stars to even qualify to play for that. So I don't know if the same thing would happen if the Olympic Committee makes that happen with the NFL players. Or since the NFL is pretty much just an American-only sport, and the United States is hosting, if they're going to try to find some wiggle room to get the NFL stars there.
I see his point, where it does seem unfair that someone who's, you know, working at this for years, then at the last minute, NFL stars come in and take over on the big Olympics. Because let's be honest, there is no other stage. No one watches any flag football. So when he talks growing the sport... I mean, yes, you're in the Olympics, which is fantastic, but you haven't grown the sport. You didn't invent flag football. I played flag football growing up. You so played flag football growing up. Flag football has existed for a long time. There's a reason why it's not as popular or as watchable as regular football.
Fire Hee Hee in the chat says, U.S. just trying to insert an automatic gold. Yes. That's exactly right. You're trying to insert an automatic gold medal. You want to isn't the goal of the Olympics to send the best of the best at their craft? Now, again, they're not flag football players, but they are football players.
What's the skill set necessary to do well in flag football?
Speed,
precision,
timing, accuracy, timing,
all things the top NFL players are really good at. Obviously,
I promise you, DK Metcalf would do just fine.
Yeah, fine. Big offensive lineman and defensive lineman, not as critical for flag football, not as important, but I'm going to think that, Tyreek Hill's going to be really good.
People
at this
in the
sport.
Chat are like, the different rules. Yes, obviously. Obviously, there are different rules. But they're not.
Not impenetrably different from regular football. Instead of tackling, they pull the flag. Yes, there are.
They're probably going to be better at this because no one's coming across the middle to lay them out. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It'd be like if you take MLB players and put them in a softball game.
Right.
I bet they do just fine.
I think
fine.
They'd be okay.
That's a little bit different. We throw it this way instead of this way.
Yeah, different rules.
I think they'd be okay.
I think they'd be good.
Now, should they be doing it? I don't know.
I
don't think there's any question that
they'd be really good. They've done it at the Pro Bowl. That's right. They did flag football.
They had practice.
They were great. So I mean, look, if they're gonna do,
they should bring in those flag football players for the Pro Bowl game. See how they do.
That's right. I think they're gonna do pretty good. Now, it would be absolutely mortifying to lose if you brought in all those guys in there.
Flag football all stars against actual NFL all stars, Pro Bowl. I might watch that.
How about this? How about a qualifier? You get, what's the guy's name? Daryl Doucette. You get your team against the team of pros. Winner goes to the Olympics. Call it a day.
I might watch that.
I would watch the hell out of that.
Sounds like a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I would watch the hell out of that.
All right, and then finally, found out over the weekend, as I'm like 3 weeks away from turning 34, I found out that I am washed.
Oh.
I'm washed.
Straight up.
I was scrolling Instagram.
One of my favorite words, by the way.
Washed. Yeah, you're washed.
I'm washed.
Well, you don't say washed.
Washed.
Right, like my grandmother. Thanks for taking a shot at her. Like she did anything to deserve that.
Jeez.
She's a nice southern lady.
So I found out I'm washed. I'm curious how washed you two are.
Nanny. Yeah, Sorry, Nanny.
Love you so much.
Barstool Sports, they do this, it's like so clickbaity and I fall for it every time.
Yeah,
they do the brackets, like the competition, like, you know, what's the best, whatever. Or they'll do the draft, like who drafted the best snacks or something like that.
Love it.
I fall for it every freaking time.
That gets me too.
So they had...
it's called clickbait.
Yes, it
works.
What is the ultimate sign that you are washed? The number one seed
washed.
I'm nursing an ankle injury or foot injury, getting hurt in rec league.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check.
Many times.
Number two, regularly going to the doctor.
That's me.
That's just responsible behavior.
I feel like that too.
Right?
I feel like that too.
Number three, sign that you are washed, getting buzzed after two drinks.
Guilty as not men.
Nope. Not washed here.
Old wooden leg peg leg Ben over there.
Number four, 2 day hangovers.
Nope.
Oh, more like 4 day hangovers.
Number five, not liking new music.
Fair, but I stopped liking new music like 40 years ago.
Yes, so
you were born washed.
I'm a little bit better.
I'm pretty washed in that sense. The sixth seed was being older than most of your favorite team's roster. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
By far.
Yeah.
We're older than all the Padres.
I'm 33.
Thank God. I got to be
older than most.
You're older
of the
than
Padres.
Most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, who is older than you on the Padres? Not many. Donovan Solano.
Yeah.
David Peralta.
Maybe David Peralta.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not many, though.
No.
Number seven. This one got me. Not recognizing celebrities.
Okay. Well, that's a perfect example.
Yeah, I'm starting to get there.
Because this morning I saw a tweet that made me laugh, and there was an actual headline. This is a headline that was on Pop Crave. It said, Hawk Tua girl reveals to TMZ that Young Gravy asked her out on a date via DM. I'm going to read it again. Hawk Tua girl reveals to TMZ Young Gravy asked her on a date via DM.
Now do it in English.
Hawk Tua girl reveals to TMZ Young Gravy asked her
Run
out
that through
on
the
a
translator.
Date via DM.
Young Tua spit on that thing.
Young Gravy. How do you turn down Young Gravy?
We still have on this list.
I do it to Pauly all the time, though. I'm like, hey,
who is this?
Who is this?
Okay, I don't know. My default is they're a streamer.
They're a streamer. They're some YouTuber.
Grunting when you sit.
Every time. And yep. Stand up. Stand up.
All right, yeah.
Estimating real estate prices.
That I don't do. My wife does that. That's her job.
No, that's like the commercial when you're turning into your parents. That's probably the next one. I like the weather one they're doing now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a onshore flow. It's an atmospheric river going on right now.
I have no interest in any of it.
11 and 12, hating to sleep in and letting people use your Netflix login.
How do you hate to sleep in?
There's some people who hate it.
I don't get a chance.
I can't, but I don't hate it.
I would love the chance to do it. I did it in Hawaii once. Remember, I slept till 9:30 Hawaii time, which is 12:30 San Diego time.
Shelly, my wife, we don't have like blackout curtains at home. We've got like a skylight. So when it's light, you can tell in our house. But our hotel room at the Lafayette had blackout curtains, and Shelly said, I fell asleep, and I thought, oh, it must be like 7 a.m. I'm going to get up. She looked 9:40.
That's unreal.
She goes, oh, my God, how did that happen?
I have a mess.
We've got bringing Tums with you everywhere. I've got some in my bag.
Nope. Now, Woods always has his Tums.
Hurting yourself while sneezing.
Yeah, the old like back. Like, yep, that's happened.
Getting winded easily. And finally, liking underwear as a gift.
Love underwear.
All right, I like
Lululemon. That's
good. You gave me underwear as a gift recently.
I did. Finally got you off your Fruit of the Looms or whatever you were.
That was 16.
What were you wearing? Fruit of the Looms? Yes.
Yeah. 16 items.
Yeah, I just find whatever is at Costco and go.
Fruit of the Loom. So. You're still wearing those.
Kirkland.
Yeah, Kirkland.
Yeah, they had 16 items on their bracket. And I guess,
I'm like
son of a
13
bitch,
of them.
14
I may
15.
Be the least washed.
You're
the
least
of us,
washed
which is
of
really
everybody.
Crazy.
Makes no sense. Thank you, Pauly. I do like the washed list.
All right, I've got a tease for you coming up because at 9:35 we will be joined by Sam Levitt. He's feeling better.
Oh, good.
And he's got some news for us. Some good news. Some exciting news that Sam Levitt is going to share with everybody for the first time here in less than 20 minutes with Ben and Woods. So don't go away. That is coming up. First, a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.com's Mike Petriello pointing out that the Brewers now have an 11-game lead in the NL Central over the St. Louis Cardinals. This is wildly impressive. I can't even remember the last time I cared about the Manager of the Year award. Probably never, but it's Pat Murphy. I mean, I would think that Pat Murphy and Mike Schilt are definitely your top two contenders right now in the National League for manager of the year, but I think the Padres would have to catch the Dodgers and win the division to maybe make it a real race at the end. Right now, though, I think Pat Murphy's the solid favorite. The guy who replaced Craig Counsell, who signed for the record deal. His Chicago Cubs are 61-64. And Pat Murphy's Milwaukee Brewers lose their manager, lose their ace, trade their ace, Corbin Burns, lose their closer. Still, 20 games above 500 and running away with that division.
That division is mid. They're a mid division.
Washed.
The washed division.
I mean, the second place Cardinals are two games under 500. It is. It's not a good division.
Okay, so like, great job. Great job. Did they cut 92 million? Did they trade Juan Soto from their team?
Traded Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Did they play in the NL West? Where the Dodgers are there, the Diamondbacks are there, the Giants are 500 team.
They have lost Christian Yelich now for the season with back surgery.
We lost Fernando Tatis Jr. I see your Christian
Yelich. I do think if the Padres catch the Dodgers and win the division, so, I would lean Mike Schilt.
Yeah, because they're going to win the division. They're going to win their division in the NL Central.
They are going to win it.
Mid division.
It is a more mid division than the West.
Yeah.
But if you can win the West, I think the argument may shift.
How the West was won.
To Schilty.
Yeah, I mean, the Schilt wins the West. We riot. Right? You riot if it's Pat Murphy.
In a good way. Oh, yeah, if it's Pat Murphy.
Yeah,
in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah, in a bad way.
We also riot if they win the West just because it's worth rioting.
It's absolutely worth rioting. That's our World Series, as I've been told. So that would be something. That would be really something. Nothing against Pat Murphy. I think he's a good manager. I think he's a great manager, actually. But, you got to look at the whole picture here.
Didn't necessarily feel like it when he was the interim manager of the Padres several years ago.
Not really.
But now he's done a fantastic job this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really good job. No one had them at the top of their division. Everyone's sexy pick was probably the Cubs. I expect the Reds to make a little bit more noise. They've kind of done what they do. They've lost three straight now. So, listen, it's really well done by Pat Murphy, but I think
it is so mid. I mean, the Cardinals, I think I picked them to finish fourth or fifth, but I mean, the Cubs, no one can be shocked that they've been disappointing. The Reds, they're just four games under 500 as well. And the Pirates were right there for a while, and then they just went on their 10-game
losing streak.
This is just very mid division.
Yeah.
It'd be a good division to be in. If Padres could get in the Central.
We've said it for years.
It'd be a really good thing some point.
We've said it for years.
We're geographically constricted a little bit by Major League Baseball.
In the AL, Central is actually a pretty good division with 72 and 52
they all
Guardians.
But it's because they all get an extra 10 to 12 wins
against the White Sox
in that division.
The White Sox, by the way, are 30-95.
All those records are completely inflated and skewed by the fact that they get to play the White Sox 13 times.
Well, we get the Rockies and can't beat them.
Well, the Rockies are not the White Sox.
It's true.
It's total. And we still do get the White Sox coming up.
Yeah, we do.
I think the Dodgers still do as well. And they still have a bunch against the Marlins and Rockies as well. So that could come into play later in the season. Also, considering what's left, just keep it close going into the last week.
Hell yeah.
Against the Dodgers and Diamondbacks.
And then hit me over the head with a hammer.
And we'll see what happens.
See what happens.
All right. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. The chat is wildly speculating what the big Sammy Leavitt announcement is going to be. I'll just make you wait one more break, and we'll come back, and Sammy will join us with his big news up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Seeing lots of guesses about what Sammy's big news is. Maybe he got engaged over the weekend.
Never know.
Could be a lot of things for Sammy. It's an exciting time in his life.
Yes, it is.
He had Adam Klug filling. Maybe he got Wally Pipped, and he's gone. He's announcing that he's
calling to let you guys know I got fired.
He got fired. Adam thinks he can do it better. Over on a full-time basis on the pre- and post-game show. Who knows what the big news is?
I know what it is.
You know what it
is. Yes. Hassan Kim got hurt yesterday. Sammy Lev is your new starting shortstop for the San Diego Padres. He's going to be in there tonight against Zebby Matthews. Not Zebby Williams, because that's not a real person. Zebby Matthews.
It's not a pitcher for the Twins.
I put Zebby's name on a rundown like two or three different places yesterday.
Yeah.
And I actually put Williams.
Did
like,
you really?
Time.
Oh, my God. Why?
I don't know.
Zebby Williams. Is there a Zebby Williams out there? Zebby Matthews.
Obviously. Zebby Matthews tonight against the Minnesota Twins.
So he's a control guy. He's got 80 grade control, Ben. So Sammy Leavitt, it's going to be around the plate. Sammy just needs to put a good swing on it. Sammy Leavitt, your new starting shortstop for the San Diego Padres.
We'll find out.
That's my guess.
The actual scoop right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out. Fortunately, he is feeling better after his weekend interruption. And Sammy Leavitt joins us right now, in-season Sammy, here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Sammy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Oh, What's going on?
Yeah, Hi, buddy. Good to have you back.
Yep. So, you're in the... They're probably going to bat you, I would guess, probably eight. Probably in the eight hole in front of maybe
Higgy. You don't want to move Higgy out of the nine spot.
Yeah, Sammy in the eight. Holding down shortstop.
How's your range at short?
Yeah, how is your? Because I know you were going to come out for the Tier 1 team, but you didn't come out for the tryouts.
Well, if you would have watched softball in Ocean Beach back in the fall, I had shortstop locked down.
Damn.
Arm, glove, range, you name it.
The whole thing.
So I found out yesterday.
That's not a bad guess. My favorite guess that I've seen to this point is that Adam Klug did such a fine job on pre- and post-game yesterday that I am getting Wally pipped. By none other than my boss, Adam Klug.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
I found out yesterday Jesse Acker was a catcher growing up.
He talked about that.
Gary Carter was his favorite player. He was a Mets fan because they didn't have a team in Florida until a long time.
I bet he called a hell of a game.
Yeah, he was a catcher growing up. So Sammy was a shortstop. Jesse was a catcher. But Sam, let's not keep everybody in suspense any longer. What's your big news?
So I am very excited to tell everybody that I will be calling tonight's Padres game against the Minnesota Twins alongside Bob Scanlon.
Yeah! Woo!
And after many nights on the minor league bus and seven, eight seasons in the minor league, tonight I will be calling the game alongside Bob, and I'm very excited and thankful to the Padres and the station for the opportunity.
Yeah!
Yes! Sammy. Unbelievable.
You get a guttural yell from me, Sammy.
Jesse and Tony will be on television with Don's gone with his mom's services, and I think Mud's off. So they're moving right to the TV booth, and Sammy and Bob will be in our radio booth tonight on 7-3 The Fan. I am more excited, I think, about this broadcast than I've been any in a long time.
Just on a side note, will we get Jesse and Tony on TV here, or is it...
Jesse and it's
FS1 on
FS1
tonight.
But we get them here still.
We
on
still
TV.
Get both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, Sammy, are you doing pre and post as well?
I am not. Okay. Well, actually, I'm gonna do post game, but I will not do pre game. So,
will you be the guest in your first segment, like Jesse or Tony usually is?
Let's go to the broadcast booth and talk with Sam Leavitt about today's game.
Hello, me. It's me.
Yeah, I may be. No, because I'm not doing pregame. So I will leave that up to Dave Marcus. But it'll be great. And luckily, I'm off pregame today, probably tomorrow as well. And also, like, a big thank you to everybody at the station over the weekend who helped me out. I was under the weather, and we were trying to, because we knew this was in the works. So we were trying to get me right for today. And as you can hear, I'm sounding good, and I'm ready to go.
You've never had more fluids in your life to try to get ready.
So many fluids. How it's got to feel?
Are you nervous?
I mean, yeah, there's got to be something like when a guy gets called up to the bigs, because this is the bigs, man. That's a cool feeling. I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. I mean, I worked, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I worked really hard in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And there were two seasons in Cape Cod. There were three seasons in independent ball. There were five seasons at AA. And now, you know, obviously this is my third season in San Diego. And, I'm excited. Sure, there are a little bit of nerves. And obviously, too, from a play-by-play perspective, you know, for the course of a baseball season, obviously that hasn't been what I've done here and done for the last few months. So, look, I've tried to stay as sharp as I can, getting up to Lake Elsinore and and you know, doing some games. That's kind of the idea, to stay sharp. So when your number is called, you're ready to go. So yeah, I'm excited, nervous. I wouldn't even say nervous, just nerves.
Yeah, just excited.
You know, thankful. And again, I'm appreciative of the opportunity. It means a lot. I think everybody knows that. And I'm really just grateful for the opportunity. And I also obviously want to pass along my condolences to Don. And I'm certainly thinking of him as well.
I'd like you to work the word girth into tonight's broadcast.
Oh, I was going to give him song lyrics.
Oh, were you?
Jesse. Yeah. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Won't you come? Yeah.
Can you work that in anywhere? Maybe like the third inning for us, Sammy?
Just whatever you want to do, Sam.
I don't know if you guys may realize this or not, but when I was in the minor leagues, I used to go on TikTok Live and people would drop words in there. While you guys were starting the Incorporator, you probably were already doing it with Jesse. I am capable, but I'm going to ask that tonight.
Maybe we
steer away. But yeah, you guys, I appreciate it, and it should be a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm glad, considering I was under the weather, that we were able to get to this morning and be ready to go.
We will not be air checking you in the morning, Sammy. Don't worry. We'll have the Padres
wrap up, which will feature all of his highlights.
That's true. In that sense,
we will be. I'm hoping. It's one of those like seven home run games for the San Diego Padres. You're just calling nothing but excitement and thrills and chills.
Now you're on to something. The call. Sammy, do you have a signature call?
Oh God.
No, not even when I was in the minors. I mean, I really don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I was like either going to say it's gone or it's out of here or whatever it might be. So no, I never developed anything like that. But you never know. You never know what I might pull out at any given moment.
The creative juices, you can't, I mean, once they start going, you never know. It could be
into a sea of San Diegans.
That's already been done.
Yeah.
That's already been
Gotta
done.
Go.
That's been done as well. That's been done. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, Sammy. We love you. We're proud of you. It's got to be a nice, nice moment of recognition for you, certainly. And, we're in your corner. I know you're going to knock it out of the park tonight. Hopefully,
there you go.
Hopefully a few times.
Now, I assume you keep score during your games, Sammy?
Yeah, of course. I keep score now.
Frame that scorecard.
Yeah,
tonight.
Frame it.
That's
awesome.
It'll
be heading to Cooperstown someday, probably.
100%. So, 100%.
I don't know about that, but I will save it, and I will savor it. And I'm really looking forward to it. And hey, no better place to do it than on a beautiful night in America's finest city, huh?
Bro, don't forget to stop and look around, take a deep breath, and realize that moment. You know what I mean? Very few of us remember to do that. So make sure you do that tonight, Sammy. We'll be listening.
Two games tonight and tomorrow night?
Tonight and tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Come on. Here we go.
Double the chances to make sure he calls a win.
Double your fun.
All right, Sammy, I'm excited for you.
Love you, buddy.
I'm a little nervous, but mostly excited.
Twins are playing well.
Yeah, they are.
Padres got to bring their A game.
Zebby Matthews, by the way. Zebby Matthews, not Zebby Williams.
Stop putting it in his head.
I'm already, but I will say this. Even though I was under the weather over the weekend, I was prepping, so I can tell you that Zebby Matthews' full name is Daniel Zebulon Matthew.
Oh, I go with Zebby too.
Zebby.
Dan Matthews does not have the same kick as Zebby does. That's great. All right, kick some ass, Sammy. We know you will, man. Proud of you, dude.
All right, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Sammy.
I think Brandon in the chat did guess it first. They'll give him credit for that one. But yeah, Sammy on the mic tonight with Bob Scanlon here on 97.3 The Fan. 6:40 first pitch, 5:40 Eco Water pregame show. And by the way, that means that Sammy gets to work side by side with the newest major star in San Diego, Dave Marcus, who had a really nice,
rad piece,
profile this weekend in the San Diego Union Tribune about all the behind the scenes work that he's done over the past three decades, Padres baseball, radio engineering and producing, making sure that the broadcasts get on the air, and they always get on the air. Dave is meticulous, methodical, and is always checking. I mean, if the game is like at 6, he's there at like 2 to 3 o'clock, making sure that everything is smooth, the line works, exactly. Sammy will be well tended for by Dave
Marcus
tonight. Yes.
Williams.
Zebby Marcus. I was at Dave Matthews.
You've got your ball.
We got Zebby Matthews, but of course Dave Matthews, and I wanted to go with Dave Matthews, and I knew, wait, that's not right. Why do I have Dave Matthews in my head?
That write-up by the UT, that was, definitely tip the cap to the UT, because I wasn't expecting that when I saw it whenever I saw it over the weekend. But, man, Dave Marcus, if anybody deserves a spotlight feature on him, it's him. He is one of the nicest guys.
Yeah, dude.
Such an unsung hero of Padres
radio.
The Padres organization.
Yes.
Padres radio broadcast for 30-plus years now, and he's just the best. I love
Dave. You know a guy is valuable. Obviously, the Padres have moved around four or five different radio stations over the last 30 years. And Dave is instantly always gets transferred to the party. He's just part of the package. You cannot do Padres baseball radio without Dave Marcus. So it was nice, a nice piece for Dave.
So if you were listening to the show on Friday, we had kind of a fun segment. We were talking about, you may remember, Necklacegate. Right? Necklace Gate?
Can you hold that for just a second?
You want me to hold it?
Yeah, just for 1 second. I do want to give away those Padres tickets.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Paulie reminded me. And if you want to go, you have a chance to see Sammy up in the booth tomorrow for his second game on the microphone. But right now, we're giving away a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Padres-Twins game. Arrive early. First 40,000 fans will receive a Manny Machado collectible pin. More info at Padres.com/giveaways. Be the fifth caller right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Sorry it took me so long to get to that, but you still have a chance to call in. Paulie will take your calls right now while Woodsy gives us the necklace update from last week. On the ones that you bought,
yeah,
and everyone else was interested in.
My kids got theirs, and they wore them all weekend. And it's Ricky Huerta, who's the trainer for the Padres. His daughter's raising money to go on her class trip to New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C. Talked to Ricky, and we were texting about it Friday, because I got out of here, and of course I felt guilty, because all these tier ones were asking me. And I'm not about to drive around the county delivering necklaces. I'll do a lot for you guys, but that I kind of draw the line there. And so Ricky said a couple different things. Number one, if we make the playoffs and we do a playoff appearance, his daughter's going to come and make a bunch, bring them and sell them. So you'll have that opportunity.
Perfect.
There. So
okay,
we got to make the playoffs. But if you can't wait and you want to do it now, they are slammed. If you have to have an Instagram. So go to Instagram, and you can DM at Huerta Mommy, H-U-E-R-T-A, Mommy, on Instagram to order. And they're going to figure out all the shipping and everything else. And, you know, you pick your colors and what you want. Like I said, my kids wore it long. So you can go to Instagram. I put it on Ben and Woods. It's already disappeared. I put it on stories. But Huerta Mommy, and place your order.
By the way, if you like wearing things that Padres players wear,
yeah,
we also have a Ben and Woods merch shop.
We do.
With players who have worn our merch. We've got a nice picture of, like, Yu Darvish in our merch. And
Jackson Merrill.
Skip Schumacher wears our merch every
day.
Single day.
He literally texted Paul a picture of him wearing it again today.
If that's something you like, you can always go to our Ben and Woods merch store and get your own Ben and Woods. Like Woods is wearing today, our Ben and Woods 24 San Diego's Choice shirt.
That's
very
right.
Nice one.
Thank you. I like this shirt a lot. But yeah, you can go to the merch store. It's all on our Instagram and our link tree and all that. So, but yeah, you can get your necklaces. I'm glad that you took your opportunity to get a plug in for our merch store as I was trying to sell necklaces for
right.
this little girl's
class. Well, you said
they're
kind of overwhelmed, so I was just giving them an alternative.
But it's not, they can't get
right
necklaces. Remember last week when you wanted to start a competing necklace line with this little girl, Juliana Huerta?
Is my jealousy shining through here?
Hey, this little girl's classroom's important, but we also have merch that you can buy. Oh, that hurt my head. We have also been sent the picture. We have the picture.
Yes.
That was on the front page of the Union Tribune.
Below the fold, but still on the front page.
Right. It was below the fold.
It was below the fold.
So it was like second pane.
In the bottom half of the
bottom
front page.
Bottom half of the picture.
Still front page, though.
Did you send it to me? You did.
I did, and I sent it to Paulie. But
Paulie's taking some info right
taking
now.
Taking some calls, so it exists. It's
but
there.
It's of Ben and his academic crew.
Yeah. This was at, they had a studio set up at SMU. That's in Houston, Texas.
Nope, that's in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas. No, then where do we go? What's the one in Houston?
Rice.
Rice. That's where we went. Rice University in Houston. And they had a set there, and we played. It was Temple, Texas in the final. And we stole their souls, as you can tell from that picture.
When you guys see this picture, Paulie's taking some info right now. He'll post it in the chat. We will tweet it as well. Ben and his buddy, James.
That's James, who I had coffee with yesterday morning.
You guys are over-celebrating. You're standing up and kind of rubbing it in their face.
I realized the buzzer had sounded, and I realized we had won. Everyone else was still kind of in shock, but I was ready. I knew it was about to happen because we had a big lead. So as soon as it ended, I was ready to celebrate, and James was as well.
This guy on your team in the bow tie?
That's Jamie, our captain.
And he looks stunned.
He was stunned.
That
yeah.
you guys won. Paulie, you have that
yeah.
picture?
And then
I need to pull it up.
Well, then the team that you beat, I don't know that they've ever recovered.
It looks like
it's the worst moment. It's the worst moment of
the They were the big favorites in the tournament.
They
had run through everybody in pool play, like dominating just everybody and like winning by hundreds of points in all their games. But things just started unraveling for them in the championship.
In the final.
We killed them.
No, you.
Oh, me personally? I probably only answered one or two questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just my teammates were so good.
They're so good.
Yeah, I mean, you're not just competing against the other team. You got to buzz in before your own teammates. And I had some of the best teammates that you could ever imagine in that competition. So,
well, as you can tell, Ben and his friend overly celebrated. There it is. It's in the chat. You can see it on YouTube right now. Ben and James are just getting after it. You're in an all-black suit.
Yeah, we had our team ties, which were Torrey Pines color, cardinal and gold.
I can hear the picture.
And then
we can hear it, yes!
Looked pretty much like I did.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That was 1993, so that was a good 31 years ago.
We had a different high school experience.
I enjoyed mine.
As did I.
All right, good luck to Sammy Levitt tonight. Annie and Elston are coming up next. For Paulie Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.